Welcome to the Daily Groundhog.
Oh yeah, this is Groundhog on the go, or the mobile Groundhog.
Mobile Groundhog? Groundhog, yes. Groundhog on the run.
What are we running from?
I don't know. Depends on how bad your driving is. Could be the police.
You know, I gotta talk about this though. There is an officer in the Unified Police Department that works out of Midvale. His name is Officer Samson. Yes, I'm saying your name on air.
Careful. I can bleep that.
Oh, my apologies.
No big deal.
But he's...
Someone calling my house specifically. He's a jerk?
Way jerk. Because, 2015.
Okay.
December 2015. My wife was pregnant and going through massive Braxton Hicks. And in our neighborhood that we lived in at the time, it was 25 down the road. Okay. Well, one day she was doing 27, got stopped, got a ticket. It was this same officer.
Really?
A week later, she was driving with a friend in the car. He was in the passenger seat. And she started having major contractions. And ended up doing 29. Got stopped by the same officer and got yet another ticket. Well, the same officer last week.
Pulled you over?
No, it was actually 2.5 weeks ago. It was like just before I went to Florida with the family. I was coming off the off-ramp on 7200 South.
Were you having contractions?
No.
Oh.
But I was coming off the off-ramp and there's a stop sign at the end of it. Well, I stopped. I waited. But he was under the freeway and all of a sudden his lights went on and I was like, oh, what did I do now?
He got you.
Yeah, I got a ticket for failure to stop at a stop sign.
Well, you should have stopped.
I did.
I was just trying to put the connection together. If it was the contraction. Braxton Hicks is why he was pulling you guys over, but maybe he's just doing it because your last name.
I don't know.
He ran the plates and was like, oh, I know who this is.
I don't know. Anyway, so yes, that was my story about
it. There's good cops, there's bad cops. There's, you know, it comes down to it. I mean, for the most part, they can be nice. And the other part, they're just doing their job. And sometimes they have to just write tickets, and I get it.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating because it costs us several hundred dollars each time. I mean.
Well, I do have the ability because I've never, ever gotten a ticket here in Utah. 5 years of being here, so I'm going to be able to do traffic school and
get it wiped clean
so it's not on my record, doesn't raise my insurance and stuff.
That's always a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, just so you guys know, we're just trying to see, this is first print edition of the Mobile Groundhog, so be prepared for more videos and more dumb stuff, but we're kind of taking it all in and taking the idea of what we should do. So we thought we'd talk about good drivers, bad drivers.
Or being polite. So,
and I struggle with people being polite in Utah because they're really. I'm sorry, my personal opinion. They're the worst drivers in the entire nation. Are here.
And you've driven in many places.
I have driven in almost every state. I'm missing four.
Which four?
Maine, Vermont, Alaska, Hawaii.
Okay.
So, I've driven in some really bad states where there are bad drivers. So, my personal opinion, the worst drivers of the nation are here. I mean, I'll take Houston traffic over in...
And Houston's horrible.
It is. I mean, you got the outer belt, where you stand still. You got the inner belt, which you stand still. It's just horrible. I've driven in L.A. traffic, and it's, you know... But it's really not that bad. At least they know where they're going.
Yes.
You know, everybody's going 100 miles an hour, and they're all going. Until you get that one person that doesn't know how to drive, and they just, do their thing.
Well, they're from Utah visiting. Yeah, California.
Right? And it was a sad day. I stretched it as long as I could, keeping my Tennessee plates over getting Utah plates. And same thing with my driver's license. I kept it the longest I could possibly do it before switching over.
Right.
So, yeah. And I was even pulled over. Didn't get a ticket, but they told me I needed to go. How long you been here? I'm like, oh, I just got here. Yeah, whatever. I just got here 3 years later.
Well, in that exact location.
That's exactly.
Let's see who's polite. Let's wave. Hi.
She didn't see.
She didn't see. She was looking at her phone.
You know, my friend calls minivans, mobile mom
mobile assault vehicles.
Mobile assault vehicles.
Yeah.
Which is very true.
Or mobile assault vehicles.
Mobile assault vehicle. Yeah, okay. Mobile assault vehicle.
So once again, we're now coming to a stop. We are going to see if someone is pulling or not. If someone comes up next to us,
they won't leave.
Oh, this person is stopping right back here.
Oh, they're coming way back.
How's it going?
They wait.
How's it going?
Nope, you're looking at his phone.
No, he's cleaning his phone screen off so he can look at
So he can look at his phone.
While driving.
Fantastic. Luckily, you're not touching your phone, and I'm the only one touching the phone.
That's right.
This is how this works.
Can I touch?
No, don't touch the phone.
Don't touch the phone.
You're not you're driving, you're not touching the phone.
Okay.
You get a text, I'll touch the phone for you.
Fantastic.
That's how that works.
Awesome.
Safety first.
Safety first.
I would like to live another day. And every time you get on these roads, it's a scary thing. So where are the bad drivers, do you guys think? I mean, we want to know. We like to know that. One thing, I for sure, I know my. We did a test. I did not a test. We did a statistic from where I came from, Tennessee versus Utah. Utah has...
Oh, he's on his phone.
He's not going to wave. He's like, who's that guy waving to us? But I did a statistic comparing Utah drivers compared to Tennessee drivers. Tennessee has half the accidents. They do have more deaths. But I think that's part of it because it's so rural and not as many hospitals and things, maybe.
They can't get to the hospital as quick
enough, right. But here they had Utah had twice as many accidents with a third of the people. There's less people in Utah than there is in Tennessee.
That's true.
And so they have twice as many accidents with less people. There's a problem. There is bad drivers. Now, the statistic was raised from, $600 to death is what it was on damage. So, it was under $600. It's not really reported to the insurance companies. But, yes, so Utah has bad drivers. I apologize if I offended anyone from Utah, but there's bad things about everybody, things about every state.
I'll be honest, as a Lyft driver, I drive a lot of people that are from Utah and live here and everything, and for one reason or another, they're getting a Lyft. But
it's probably wise.
I talk to them about, you know, how I'm not fond of Utah drivers, and they're like, yeah, we are pretty bad here, so I don't think...
Well, I think there's a group of people that are in denial, and there's a group of people that get it, they understand. So, who knows?
Absolutely.
Anyway.
Okay, do you want to see if the bus waves?
The bus will not wave. I put money on that one. No. He's talking to students. At least he's not on his phone.
That is a good thing. Hi, I'm transporting your kids while reading my text messages.
Oh, let me respond to this Snapchat real quick.
That is awesome.
Anyway. Tell us what you guys think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where your bad driver's at. We want to know.
Okay. Groundhog out.
See you guys.